Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Bulldog, who's calling from Harborview, is. Bulldog, are you there?
I am here.
How's recovery? So, real quick, what are you recovering from and how's recovery going?
Well, I broke my femur. I was over at a buddy's house and I slipped and fell when I came off his front porch to the deck. And I seen the back of my shoe, the bottom of it, and I knew right away that something bad happened. They just had my knee replaced, too. So, yeah, right now I'm recovering. And it's going all right. You know, I'll be back in action here pretty soon.
Well, I think that something that would help you recover even more quickly is a victory playing Beat Mix.
Well, good luck to
you. I believe so.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bulldog has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What fast food restaurant used the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
McDonald's.
Correct. How many U.S. states are just one syllable?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No. What band had the album "Love at First Sting"?
Pass.
How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
5.
Yes. Which U.S. president approved the creation of the interstate highway system in 1956?
Johnson.
No.
Before Nixon. Pass.
The surface of Pluto is largely made of what frozen gas?
Nitrogen?
No.
Gas.
In The Great Gatsby, what was Gatsby's first name?
Oh, boy. I didn't read it. Pass.
What profession did George Costanza often pretend to have in Seinfeld?
I'm not sure. No, pass.
What is the nickname for Canada's $1 coin?
Oh, shoot. I know this one, but I don't know. Pass.
Bulldog, you got 2 correct. One for me and 1 for you. But you know what? You're probably hyped up on pain pills.
Yeah.
Got some things coursing through your veins, I would assume.
Yep.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Bulldog?
Steve is having the same issue this morning.
I am.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What fast food restaurant uses the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
Da-da-da-da-da, McDonald's.
Yes. How many U.S. states are just one syllable?
1?
Yes.
Oh,
what band
Maine?
Had the album "Love at First Sting"?
What
band had the album "Love at First Sting"?
Great White.
No.
The B-52s?
No.
I don't know. Sting. Whitesnake.
No. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
100.
No.
1,000.
No.
50.
No. Which U.S. president approved the creation of the interstate highway system in 1956?
Which president? Eisenhower.
Yes. The surface of Pluto is largely made of what frozen gas?
Methane.
Yes!
What?
In The Great Gatsby, what was Gatsby's first name?
Great.
No.
Wayne.
No.
Gretzky.
No. What profession did George Costanza often pretend to have in Seinfeld?
That he worked for the New York Yankees.
No.
He was a pen salesman?
No.
George Costanza?
Pretended to have.
Doctor.
No. Steve, you got 4 correct, and that is a win. 4-2.
Let's go.
Bulldog, we wish you a speedy recovery in Harborview and check in from time to time, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The band that had the album "Love at First Sting," the Scorpions.
That makes sense.
Bulldog knew that the number of milliliters in a teaspoon is 5.
Okay.
And in The Great Gatsby, Gatsby's first name was Jay.
Jay Gatsby? I never read it.
The
Sorry.
Profession that George Costanza often pretended to have in Seinfeld, I would have taken any one of 3 answers. Architect, biologist, or latex salesman.
Huh. But didn't he also work for the New York? I know he worked for them for a second, but then he like kind of...
Did he pretend to work for them?
I feel like he got let go, but he kept going. This could be a complete like make-em-up in my brain, but it's not worth arguing. I won. Who cares?
You did. You're a big winner, Steve Miggs.
And let it go.
The Daily Miggs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
We spoke with a fabulous lady named Carla Well Knight.
The best.
She's 70 years old, battling an aggressive form of breast cancer, but just recently got to see her all-time favorite band in concert on the floor, and that would be Nine Inch Nails. So while we were chatting with her, we got onto the topic of what song she might want to listen to when it's her time to leave, and she told us about how she helped pick out the music for her brother's funeral.
Is there a certain song that you absolutely want to have playing?
You know, I've been thinking about that for quite some time, and there isn't one yet. I'm still thinking about it. When my brother died, I had two songs picked out, and one was by Opeth, and the other one was from a Gentle Giant. Not a lot of people know who Gentle Giant is.
I know Opeth, but I don't know Gentle Giant.
They were a 70s band that I loved them to pieces. So I had two songs picked out for him. So I'll work on two songs for me.
What are you leaning towards?
I like some of the older Nine Inch Nails, like off of, like I love the song The Wretched, but I don't think that's quite.
I don't know.
You know, we're just spitballing here, you know.
I love the song on The Fragile.
Yeah.
The Fragile is my favorite album. I like Trent when he's battling his demons. His newer stuff is good, but it runs a little poppy for me. I still love him.
I love that she's 70 and she's calling out Nine Inch Nails for being too poppy.
Carla's my hero.
Yes.
This leads us to a simple question. And we're going to start with Crystal in Snohomish. Crystal, our simple question to you. What song do you want played on the way out?
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Wait, like the children's song or the rap song?
The children's song, because I'm crazy enough to be like making people wonder.
The monkey stopped to pick up his hat. Pop Goes the Weasel.
At first I thought she was going with this. Do you remember the band Third Base?
No.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Pop goes the weasel, because the weasel goes pop.
Okay.
Russ
they
is
seemed
in
a lot cooler when I was younger.
Yes. Russ is in Salem, Oregon. What song do you want played on the way out?
Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen.
Another one, Bites the Dust.
I do respect the irony of that one.
Another one, Bites the Dust.
Are you a big Queen fan, or are you just trying to let people have a good smile when you're being buried?
Andy is in Fife this morning. Andy, what song do you want played when you're on the way out?
You know, I want the Ramones Sedated, because 24 hours ago, I wanted to be sedated.
I love this music video because, like, there's just chaos going on around them. And the four members of the Ramones are just sitting at, like, a kitchen table, just, like, reading the comics, eating breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Just living a very boring, mundane life while everyone else around them is insane.
It's like the world, man.
Yeah, man.
James, you're in Federal Way. What song do you want played on the way out?
Lateralis from Tool.
Ooh. Wow, we're having a dark funeral. All right, I got one.
For you?
No, for Danny.
Oh.
I actually thought of Danny for this one. I feel like if he doesn't answer this, Mr. King of Emo Night over at Numo's, he'd be crazy not to go with this one. Yeah.
And you better be singing it, Steve.
Oh, you know I will.
Singing my Requiem, whatever that is.
I don't know either, but I'll be doing it for you. What would you go with?
Oh, of course I would have to go with...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. I'd much rather hear Saint this day.
I think I'm going to be busy that day.
Wow. At my funeral, Taryn?
Can we go back when Pop Goes the Weasel?
Pop Goes the Weasel, because the weasel goes pop. All right, Taryn Daly, what are you going with?
This one.
This one, let's see, okay. Yeah, I agree with this one.
A little bitch from Meredith Brooks.
This is like 90s alt-rock nostalgia right here.
I mean, it's true. You are a bitch and nothing in between.
Yeah. Nothing in between. Yeah. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. Steve, what's your song? It's the
final. We used to walk on stage to this when I was in a band, so I could see you going out with this one.
Now Steve's going to walk off stage to this one.
And I give you guys full freedom to accidentally, quote-unquote, drop my casket.
Just
to add a little bit of a little levity to the moment.
Will you fart when we do it?
Yes, I'll have a recording that says you hear me go ow and then a fart.
All right, we planned it all out.
We got one more.
Okay.
Jaden, you're in Snohomish this morning. What song would you like to hear on the way out?
Probably Because I Got High by Afro Man. Everybody laughing.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
I was going to live my life, but then I got high.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
The Daily Migs Show.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's best known for his role on Modern Family, but also, can we just for a minute appreciate how great he was in Cocaine Bear?
I've never seen Cocaine Bear.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'll have to go and watch it now.
He admitted that he was once caught trying to steal a porn magazine as a teenager. He revealed the story on the Where There's a Will, There's a Wake podcast, and this is what he told us.
I was caught stealing pornography when I was very young, you know, early teens.
Top shelf?
Yeah, it's pretty good porn.
Do you have a thing in America where it's top shelf, that the magazines were always...
Oh, no, they're just, like, in plastic. I thought you meant, was it, like... like high quality porn. I was like, yeah, it was.
I was going down that same road too. I was like, that's a strange reaction to his story, lady. Was it some of that good stuff, like Penthouse, or are we talking like some gnarly stuff, like Hustler?
It was pretty great. Like top shelf liquor, you know.
not the bottom of the barrel.
She called it top shelf.
Top shelf. Apparently. That must have been like England somewhere.
Sure.
Apparently, they keep their adult content on the top shelf,
out of the reach of little brats.
Yes.
Smart, I guess.
But I remember, like, you know, when you go to like a convenience store and they have the I don't even think they do that anymore. But I remember when I was growing up, like, you know, you had all the magazines, Rolling Stone, this, that, you know, GQ or whatever the magazine is, Entertainment Weekly, and then right next to it would be Hustler, Playboy, but they would have like he said the plastic wrapper.
Yeah. No flipsies for free.
Right. I remember being kids and we were like trying to like see through that plastic a little bit just so we could see a little cleavage, but no
just
luck.
A little side boob.
Yeah, no luck.
What, did you ever get busted stealing something? Were you a bad boy? I know you were a pretty good boy, but I'm sure you stole something.
The one time that my mom was like, she always, anytime we talk to her, she'll say I never did anything wrong, because I think she's just chosen to forget certain things. But there was a time in my life where I was a klepto, but I used my mom to steal stuff for me. So we go shopping at the mall, Kings Plaza Shopping Center in Brooklyn, New York. And we would go there and like she'd have her big shopping bag buying a bunch of stuff. And every once in a while she would like let us go into like, remember KB Toys?
Oh yeah.
And like all the different toy stores or like whatever. And there would be like, you know, G.I. Joe action figures. And so while my mom's like right next to me, I would grab the action figure and without her looking, I would drop it in the shopping bag.
Oh, my gosh.
So then we'd get home. She had no idea I was doing it. And this is before the days of, like, you know, where they would have, like, sensors or anything along those lines. And they're, like, $5, $6. We'd get back to the house. I'd be like, Mom, don't worry. I'll take everything out of the shopping bag for you. Hence why I was such a good boy.
Wow.
And grabbed the G.I. Joe action figure before she would find out. She found out eventually, and she was pissed.
What's like a punishment when your mom was mad?
I did not get a certain toy that I really wanted for Christmas.
Oh.
It was a freaking huge.
The horror.
It was a giant Godzilla. I'll never forget. I was so excited to get it. And then that was like one of those. And she didn't tell me she wasn't getting it. She said it was a Christmas day. She's like, you realize you didn't get what you really wanted. And I was like, yeah, where's my Godzilla? And she's like, it's because you were shoplifting.
Oh, yeah.
How many times do you think you shoplifted over the years?
How many times does she know, or how many times
did I? How many times did you?
I'd say maybe like at least 10 times.
And bad boys.
What about you?
Ooh, I mean, there was one time I got a little tuned up with my girlfriend when we were in college, and we decided to, like, basically go looting through town. Yeah. And we were just, I mean, nobody locked their doors in Pullman at the time. So we would just go in there and just, like, take what we thought was cool. So we took everything from, like, DVDs to liquor. Wow. We stole a deep fryer from this one house, and then we stole a rolling chair as well so that we could get the deep fryer on the rolling chair and roll it home.
Well, that's just out of necessity.
Of course. Yeah, I
understand that part.
Yeah, we were just bad. Like, we would just be hammered and be like, let's go see what these people got. And
girls
just
gone wild.
And we never got caught. We would always pick houses that you could tell there was no real activity. People were out and about. It was a Saturday night. So we go in there and just take what we wanted. That's so bad. God, I'm a terrible human being.
I can't believe we work with someone like her.
God. Yeah. What is a funny, awkward, or maybe even outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing as a teen? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is a funny, awkward, or outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing when you were a teenager? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold stole from a teacher when they were younger.
How dare they?
I know. We're going to get that story in just a second. But first, Brad from Everett, what's that funny, awkward, or outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing as a teen?
Well, first of all, hey, Migs. Hey, T-Dog. You guys rock. I know Migs from hockey and everything. How you doing, man?
Oh, what's up, Brad? How you doing?
Oh, good. Well, my story was when I was back in my hometown, we were in Illinois. I went to Wisconsin to visit my uncle. We're in the grocery store. You know, we're coming out of the grocery store, you know, before they bought all their groceries and stuff. I asked my uncle if I could buy some basketball cards. He wouldn't let me buy them. So I got, well, I got back at him. I'm like, okay, you're not going to let me buy them? Well, I took them, right? So we're getting in the car, and I'm in the back seat, you know, the car, and I'm opening up the pack of cards. And then my uncle looks at me and he goes, hey, where did you get those cards? I told you you couldn't get them. I said, well, I took them. And as I was opening them, the story that I want to tell you guys is I had Michael Jordan. I had one of his cards in the pack of cards. And my uncle makes me go back in the store to return them.
Oh,
could you just accidentally drop the Jordan card and forgot that you didn't have it?
I should have did that. But I, you know, at the time I was like, oh man, you're going to make me go in there. And he's like, yep, you're going to go back in there. Tell him you took these cards. And whatever, you know, whatever they do to you, hey. And I'm like, oh, man.
So what happened when you walk in there, you explain what you did, how did they react to it?
Well, they were first of all, they're like, well, thank you for being honest. But then the clerk, he was also surprised, too. He's like, you had an actual Michael Jordan card, and you're going to bring it back?
You fool.
She's just like, yeah.
And then he kept it.
Yeah, exactly. 206-803-ROCK. What is a funny, awkward, or outright ridiculous thing you got caught doing as a teen mailbox guy in Des Moines?
Well, second grade, Hillcrest Elementary School. Teacher took my Hot Wheel during class. So when everybody was at recess, I snuck back in, was going to take it. Then I realized she would know I took it. So I waited till after school. Then I came back in. I opened up that desk drawer, Super Balls, Hot Wheels, Big Daddy, Bubblegum, Candy, Felt Tip Markers. Oh, I love the smell of a magic marker. I cleaned that desk out. And I went to the next door, second grade teacher, opened, the door was unlocked. Boom. Cleaned her out. Third grade,
they left their doors unlocked, but the fourth graders, fifth and sixth, they locked all their doors. June 1st, we always got out of school. First week of June, I stashed those two garbage bags full of stuff in the barbecue. Well, my mom found them. Guess it was a good day for a barbecue.
Oh.
They hustled me back down to the school. They had FBI. They had FBI, CIA, DEA. They scared me straight. I know they were all actors.
They didn't really. The FBI.
Well, they were all. I know they were actors. They were plants. My mom did it. And I know.
Did it scare you straight?
Well, she put a little. Yeah, she scared me straight. Yep. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. So. Short of that, man, life is good. I really appreciate you guys getting me around town in the morning. Life is good. Can I give a quick shout out?
Of course.
Rafi, number those keys, buddy. I'll be down in a bit.
Yeah, Rafi.
Talk to you guys later. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks,
huh?
Mailbox guy.
I was like, wait a second. What are we talking about? FBI. Yeah. I do love the mom.
National Guard.
That sounds like a mom that just like has a lot of creativity going and doesn't know how to use it. It's like, you know what? Got the idea.
Teach this kid a lesson.
Get some actors and make this happen.
Genius.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.